Let us pray. Lord, you cried out in a loud voice, and now you are seated at the right hand of the Father and intercede for us. So we, in turn, cry out to you for our needy world. We pray that our nation will rediscover a holy reverence of you, Lord. We pray that in your mercy you will grant repentance and revival in the UK. We give thanks that Christians are free to proclaim the gospel. And we pray that this Advent and Christmas time, many will connect with their local church online. We ask that all Christian initiatives to share the gospel this Christmas, whether in town centres, schools, colleges, hospitals, in church or online, is favoured by you. Inspire those speaking the message and prepare those hearing it to receive you. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord, we cry out for the Prime Minister and First Ministers as they seek to govern justly. We pray that MPs, peers and the devolved assemblies will promote what is good and restrain evil. Lord, surround believers in public life with your grace and protection, especially those working in politics, the civil service and the judiciary. Raise up more people who are your disciples to positions of authority. And we pray for the legal teams working to help those in difficulty for their Christian beliefs. And we ask that hate speech laws will not be used to stop people sharing biblical truths. As these prayers are being prepared, the Brexit talks are still not finalised. So we pray, Lord, for all those involved, for fairness and a just accord. Above all, Lord, may your will be done. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We are so thankful for the vaccines which are beginning to be made available. We pray for the efficient rollout of this programme and good communications throughout the supply and administration processes. We pray for unity and protection amongst those at all levels administering this. We ask that these vaccines would be really effective in preventing further spread of this virus. We pray for all those seriously affected by COVID-19. Those currently unwell in hospital with the disease, we ask for healing to their bodies, good availability of equipment, stamina and protection for all medical, ancillary and support staff. Lord, we ask for your peace on those who are in the final days of their life. Draw them to you. Lord Jesus, just as you spoke to the thief on the cross, speak to them, and we pray for ears to hear your voice and hearts open to receive you. Let's take a moment to pray for those we love and care about, bringing their needs to the Lord who hears. Finally, we pray for ourselves. Lord, you ask us to take up our cross and follow you. May we be faithful to you in all our ways and thinking. Grant us wisdom and discernment, humility and obedience, peace and faith, to trust you in all things. Merciful Father, accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Awaiting his coming in glory, as our Saviour taught us, so we pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, Your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.